بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We're still in this chapter of exercising patience, making sabr whenever any difficult conditions come upon us. We read the riwayat, the narration, the hadith or narrated by Abu Abdullah Al-Khabbab Ibn Al-Araddi with regard to the narrator of the hadith. Khabbab Ibn Al-Araddi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wa anhum was one of the first to accept Islam and the first to proclaim his Islam in Makkah Mukarramah. The polytheists, the mushrikeen of Makkah Sharif, regarded him as a soft target and tortured him immensely. He adopted patience and until he migrated to Madinatul Munawwara. All the great difficulties, persecution that were put on him, but he bore them very patiently. And if a person is blessed with this quality, then whatever difficulties come in a person's life, he can pass them quite comfortably. And if we don't have the quality of making sabr, we become very, very disturbed within ourselves, and we cause a big commotion for all of those who are around us as well. So this is a quality that we have to develop within ourselves. And as he tolerated the terrible torture that was put on him, today we are just asked for some small little sacrifices of our nafs and our desires. And we just maintain our deen for the pleasure of Allah. Allah will reward us in these times also very immensely for that. And he tolerated this until the time came when he migrated to Madinatul Munawwara. He participated in all the battles and later left to settle in Kufa, where he passed away in the 37th year of Hijri at the age of 72. 32 ahadith are narrated from him. Further, with regard to the explanations, we read that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that a time will come when a person will travel from Sana'a in Yemen to Hadramaut, and this is approximately 500 kilometers, and that he will be completely safe, he'll have no worry. So with regard to that, a rider will be able to travel from Sana'a to Hadramaut, fearing none but Allah, means that people would be at ease regarding their religious affairs, that nobody will disturb them, they can make their namazes comfortably, they can have Islamic identity and all the qualities of Islam. So when the sacrifices were made, we see such a great aspect of Islam came alive. And today within our own circles, Muslim circles, to live a proper Islamic life has become difficult. We are called that you are being very, you are being a fundamentalist, or you are being a person who is very strict and hard, etc. Whereas at that time when they bore all these difficulties, to live an Islamic life, to perform one's namazes was easy, to have Islamic identity and Islamic dressing, that was easy. But today those things in our own circles have become difficult. So when we make sacrifices, Allah brings such a condition that it is easy to practice on Islam. Because of the general safety and security, the distance between the two cities is approximately 500 kilometers. That is, a person will be, that time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a time will come and you will have complete peace and safety. Khabbab ibn al-Aradda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu anhum, the narrator of this hadith, was one of those sahaba who was severely tortured by the mushrikeen. He was made to lie on burning coals, and the fat that melted from his back would be used to extinguish the fires. So much of difficulty and torture. The sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum was shocked when they saw his back later in his life. And like that, many of our ulama were taken as prisoners by the British, etc. They were also tortured, and later in their lives when people saw the torture marks on their body, they were also shocked how they had tolerated this. And unfortunately today also, there are many prisons throughout the world, and torture cells where people, especially the ulama, who just spoke out the truth, are put in and they are being tortured. So we should make dua. We must never forget them in our duas. For the sake of truth, they spoke the truth in view of the, they knew the tyranny of the regime at the time, and yet they spoke the truth, and they are going through these difficulties together with them, their families also what they are going through. We should never forget them in our du'as at least. The Sahaba, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Hazrat Sumayya radiallahu ta'ala anha, were other Sahaba who were severely tortured and whose only comfort was Allah Ta'ala. And that is, when we build a contact with Allah, then even in that physical torture, but mentally, spiritually, a person is greatly at ease, that he is doing it for Allah. Allah is watching, Allah knows everything, and in Allah's whole plan, this dunya is a very small, insignificant dot. And the real life is the life of Akhirat, and what Allah has promised for them there, they knew what they are going to be getting. Just like a student who is writing an exam, the mother won't only want him to study, she will make coffee for him also to stay up and to study. It seems that it is like a torture, the whole thing, to stay up till 12, 1 o'clock, to burn the midnight oil. But then gaze is not on this difficulty that he qualify for whatever he's studying. Like that, our gaze should be not be on this dunya. Our main aim must be the Akhirah. May Allah make that a reality in our lives, that we overlook the small things of this dunya for the real life of the Akhirah. So Allah watching the whole thing, Allah tolerated all this because He knew what He's going to be giving them in the Akhirat, which will be permanent and which will be of a real superior quality in every way. And the consolation they received from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum did not complain out of anger or impatience about the difficulty they bore for the sake of Islam. That they bore it very happily. They were not impatient or anything. Rather, their desire was to achieve freedom so that they could worship Allah Ta'ala in peace. And today Allah has given us that freedom. We can make our namazes almost anywhere. We can have our Islamic code of dressing. But how many of us really observe this? So it is very important that we, when Allah has given us this freedom, then we should observe our deen properly and fully. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we observe our deen and we keep akhirat in mind, which is the real life. And may Allah make our dunya's life also with ease and comfort, fulfilling His commandments and living according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.